The deal follows a layoff of 600 workers at UTC's Sikorsky in February.
The alternative may be a lot more cuts.
That's Democratic State Senator Gary LeBeau, chair of the Commerce Committee.
4 years ago, the former president of UTC said that he would expand anywhere but in Connecticut. And now we have a 20-year commitment that one of the premier corporations in the entire world is staying in Connecticut.
The company can redeem up to $400 million in earned research and development tax credits at an accelerated rate. In return, UTC must spend up to $500 million to upgrade and expand facilities at Pratt & Whitney in East Hartford, Sikorsky in Stratford, and UTC Aerospace in Windsor Locks. This is the latest in a series of deals by the Malloy administration in which the state has funneled millions of dollars in borrowed money to large companies that have threatened to leave the state, including the world's largest hedge fund. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.